The moment that a resident will acknowledge your presence or what's happening to you, that is a symbol that we are moving towards a brighter future.
It's a sign of hope for Ace Matasigan as he sits with his son Red in front of their computer, the same setting but a very different moment than they'd experienced months back.
And I remember Red reading my computer screen saying Asians being targeted with racist attacks. At that time, he's only 6 years old. How do you explain that to someone like that?
The effects of the COVID-19 pandemic have long been discussed in terms of cases and death counts. But the virus, and more specifically, the rhetoric behind it, provided unforeseen adversity towards the Asian American Pacific Islander community, with politicians labeling it, quote, the Chinese virus or, quote, the Kung flu. Reports of racist attacks started circulating, and children like Red now carried the weight.
People who think that other people caused the virus.
Matasigan said these weren't conversations he had hoped to have with Red as a family of color and tried to shield as much as he could. However, in working with the Grand Rapids Asian Pacific Foundation, more reports were coming to light.
I think people felt more emboldened to be able to, in a way, be more racist. Because when we put on the Asian street food drive-through event, there was a comment there by a lady, and she was saying we're going to be serving bats. That hurt a little bit.
As President Joe Biden signs an executive action combating xenophobia towards Asian American and Pacific Islanders, Matasigan says it feels like a starting point.
It's really good to feel that someone's got your back. Knowing that my son is going to continue to grow, hopefully in a world that's more equitable and more accepting.
I'm Kylie Ambu.
Support for Mutually Inclusive comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.